Chapter 10 Monks. Fagin's boy ran to tell Fagin and Sykes everything. Fagin was furious. His eyes were red and his face was white. He had terrible thoughts. He was afraid of prison and death. Sykes hated Nancy because she wanted to help Oliver.
"I want to kill Nancy! I want to kill her!"
cried Sykes. He ran to his house. Nancy was sleeping.
"Get up, Nancy!"
cried Sykes.
"Why are you so angry?"
asked Nancy.
"Tonight you betrayed us,"
said Sykes.
"No, Bill, I did not betray you or Fagin. Believe me, please do not kill me. I said nothing about you or Fagin. Let us leave this terrible place and go away together."
Sykes was furious. He took his pistol and hit Nancy's face again and again. Nancy fell. Her face was covered with blood. There was blood everywhere. Nancy was dead. Sykes washed himself, but there was blood on his clothes. He ran out of the house. His dog followed him. He went to the country. He wanted to hide there. In the country, the people talked about a terrible murder in London. Sykes was afraid. He thought,
"I must return to London and hide there. After a week, I can go to France. But first I must kill my dog. Everyone knows I have a dog."
Sykes called his dog many times, but it ran away. Mr. Brownlow, Dr. Losburne and another friend went to the Red Lion Hotel and kidnapped Monks. They took him to Miss Maley's house. They locked him in a room. Monks was very angry and said,
"Why are you doing this? You were my father's friend."
"Yes, I was his good friend,"
said Mr. Brownlow.
"I know a lot about you and your criminal friends. You have a brother called Oliver."
"I haven't got a brother,"
said Monks angrily.
"You are lying,"
said Mr. Brownlow.
"I know your family history. You are Oliver's half-brother. You have the same father, but not the same mother. Your mother was bad. She left your father. He then met and loved a beautiful girl called Agnes. Your father was rich. One day he went to Rome for work. Before he went, he told me about Agnes. He made a new will in favour of Agnes and her child, Oliver. In Rome, your father became ill and died. Your mother went to Rome. She found the will and burnt it. A few days ago, you spoke to Mr. and Mrs. Bumble. They gave you Agnes's ring, and you threw it into the river."
Monk's face was white. He was very nervous.
"I know other things too. I know that Nancy is dead. The police want to talk to you, Monks."
"I didn't kill her,"
cried Monks.
"Tell that to the police. Or sign your name on this piece of paper. It tells the truth about Oliver and his father's will. It gives Oliver's money back to him. Sign it, Monks, and you are free."
Monks was afraid.
"I don't work for Fagin. I didn't kill Nancy. Please don't tell the police about me,"
he said. He was silent for a while. Then he said,
"Give me that paper. I want to sign it."
Monks read the paper and signed it. Mr. Brownlow let him go free.